News Talk ZB with Chris Lynch and Phil Lurie. Thanks so much for staying with us. Well, Destiny Church leader Brian Tumaki, haven't heard from him for a while, have we? Well, he's in for quite a welcome when he visits Christchurch next week. A big gay party is being put on especially for him. It's being organised by Christchurch nurse Josie Butler. She's the person who famously threw a sex toy at Stephen Joyce. But let's get back to this party, though. It's a protest against Mr. Tumaki's comments linking earthquakes with homosexuality. And Josie Butler is with me. Good evening and thank you for your time, Josie.
Hey, Chris. Thanks for having me on the show.
You're welcome. How did you come up with the idea and what exactly is going to happen?
I just saw that Brian Tumaki was coming and I thought, what a great thing to do, to have a counter-narrative to his hate speech, to have something really positive and welcoming of the gay community and to show that this isn't something that Christchurch believes in. So, yeah, I organised a little bit of a Mardi Gras and thought it would just be me and my mum and a couple of mates and a sausage sizzle, and it's kind of gotten a life of its own, so it looks like half the town's coming down now.
Well, I was going to ask you, I mean, so you've had quite a good response from people
really
who may turn
response.
Up.
Yeah, which is really awesome to show that so many people are really against what he's been saying, which is awesome.
Have you had a response from the church itself?
No response from the church, and I haven't personally contacted them.
You see, I see what you're doing, but then again, Brian Tumaki and his mates, they live off publicity in a way, and I didn't even know that he was going to be in Christchurch until your story was in the paper. So do you almost think that that could be counterproductive, because he thrives off attention. He loves it. He'll be loving this.
Yeah, and I see your point, and the point isn't to give him any attention. The point is really for if anybody who is struggling with their sexuality and they hear some of the things that he's saying, just to know that it is okay to be gay and it's safe and people are here for you. And so that's what it's all about, really. And if Brian gets some publicity off it, then that's his business, but that's not what we're about.
His comments were pretty off, weren't they, really? I mean, particularly given Christchurch as a city has extraordinary mental health concerns, you know, even today following the massive earthquakes, and his resources are really stretched, as we know. There's evidence to back that up.
Yeah.
And as you say, well, we can have a big joke about this so-called queer quake party, but it is actually a serious issue, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a very serious issue, and the gay community do have some of the highest rates of suicide amongst the cohorts in New Zealand. And so hopefully having some positive events will help kind of alleviate some of that suffering.
Do you worry about some of his other comments? I mean, he said he's had a troubled history with Canterbury, hasn't he? I mean, in a sermon he delivered just 24 hours before the Kaikoura earthquake. I mean, he makes comments about Christchurch as well. No doubt he makes comments all the time about this sort of stuff. But he's got a massive following, though, doesn't he? A huge following.
And unfortunately, he does. And his comments are incredibly awful, particularly making light of such a tragedy that occurred in Christchurch. So I know Christchurch, after the earthquake, we got a really good community spirit. And I think that community spirit is thriving from this event and what we see today, which is cool.
So you'll be there with your mates and supporters in lots of colour?
I'll be there with bells and glitter on, Chris.
bells and glitter and playing some outrageously funky, fabulous music.
The most fabulous gay music you could imagine.
Oh, well, I wish you well. Josie Butler, thanks for your time tonight. It is 20 to 6. Birdies tries podiums. It's Friday.